Morgans, AM, your pre-market briefing.
US equity markets eked out modest gains as traders returned from the President's Day long weekend and continued to monitor the US-China trade talks. The Dow edged 8 points higher, broader S&P 500 up 0.2%, as was the NASDAQ. Caesars Entertainment Corp jumped over 5% after billionaire activist investor Carl Icahn disclosed he now owned a near 10% stake in the casino operator. President Trump said that trade talks with China are going well, adding the current 1 March deadline is not a magical date. In US corporate earnings, Walmart rose over 2% after reporting better than expected earnings and revenue for the holiday quarter, with its e-commerce sales surging 43%. Chief Financial Officer Brett Biggs said the US consumer looks in pretty good shape. CVS Health Corp is among companies slated to report tonight, Australian time. In US economic data, the National Association of Home Builders Monthly Confidence Index jumped 4 points to a seasonally adjusted reading of 62 in February, comfortably exceeding consensus expectations for a 1 point rise. The Federal Reserve released the minutes of their January monetary policy meeting tomorrow morning, Australian time. European markets settled little change for a second consecutive session. Germany's DAX inching 0.1% higher. Heidelberg Cement gained 3.6% after posting a rise in fourth quarter revenue and forecasting higher demand for cement this year. France's CAC slipped 0.2%. A stronger pound and a disappointing set of numbers from Europe's largest bank weighed on London's FTSE 100, which fell 0.6%. HSBC fell 4% after posting a disappointing full-year result following a challenging fourth quarter. Lloyds PLC post their full-year result tonight, Australian time. Elsewhere, BHP Billiton eased 0.2% following the release of their solid, if unsurprising, first-half result pre-market open. Base metals were strong, copper rallying over 1% to just over $2.87 a pound, aluminium advanced 0.2%, nickel up 1.6% and zinc up 0.9%. Spot iron ore markets climbed once again, the benchmark contract adding 89 cents to $89.21 a metric tonne, lower grade fines added a more modest 0.1% to $69.74 a metric tonne. Gold futures jumped $22.70 or 1.7% to $1,344.80 an ounce, the highest settlement since the 19th of April last year. It was also the biggest single session gain for the yellow metal since the 1st of November last year. Elsewhere on precious metals markets, palladium touched a fresh record all-time high of $1,491 an ounce amid ongoing supply concerns, following comments from Britain-based auto catalyst manufacturer Johnson Matthey last week, warning that stricter emission standards will increase demand for catalytic converters. Elsewhere, Canada's Competition Bureau has issued a clearance for Newmont Mining Corp's planned merger with Goldcorp Inc. in a mostly all-stock transaction to create the largest gold mining company in the world. All prices were higher. WTI gained 50 cents to $56.09 a barrel. However, Brent dipped 4 cents to $66.45 a barrel to snap a five-session winning streak. US bond markets also resumed trading after the President's Day long weekend. US 10-year Treasury yields down 2.4 basis points at 2.64%. And the Australian dollar is firmer this morning, up approximately 0.5% at 71.65 US cents. The Australian Wage Price Index for the December quarter is released at 11:30 a.m. Australian Eastern Daylight Saving Time.
This is general advice only, and we have not considered your needs or objectives.